Good morning and welcome to episode 123 of Martin Uncut. Today it's April the 7th, 2022, and today's episode is pfSense and VPN. God, it's so fun to be back and do this podcast again. I have actually really missed it. And I listened back to yesterday's episode this morning just to be curious to listen and see how it was sounding like. Because yesterday was a very strange day. As parents, you may know that, in the morning, you think you have a plan for the day, but then everything changes. And that was exactly what happened yesterday. So my youngest daughter, she was, of course, sick with fever. So I actually recorded yesterday's episode in the closet, directly on the iPad using Ferrite. That is a tool that I am not that comfortable with, and it's a very different setup to get the sound volumes right. So I am happy that it actually went pretty well in the end. So I wanted to talk about pfSense and VPN, and I kind of talked a little bit about it or mentioned it a little bit about it yesterday. And that is a fairly big project I've done, and it's definitely not completed yet. So let's talk a little bit about the situation before this project. So I actually have two locations where I'm usually working. So it's either at home, and at home I had my telco provided switch, which was something called Technicolor, and that's probably just a branded by something else. And it's a router I've had for 6-7 years. And I never changed password in it. I never changed the name of my Wi-Fis or the password on the Wi-Fis or anything like that. And the main reason for that is that this router was so slow that I couldn't really do anything inside the interface. And I also think that the router was actually so slow that it actually impacted the amount of bandwidth I could get through it. The other location I have is my office, or my man cave, as it's also told or talked about, and that's where I have my studio. Here I have a old Linksys VRTG router that I have around for at least 10 years, and I've used it in periods, and I've never really liked it, but it kind of worked. And in this space, I have a NATed internet, so I don't have a real IP address, which makes it a little bit troublesome when I want to connect back into the office, because in this office I have my old NAS, I have a few computers and things that I may want to get access to from remotely. One way to do that is to actually connect the two networks, and I couldn't really do it with the technology I had, so I needed to do something. What I did was I looked around, of course, and I found a lot of different solutions I could do or use, and one of the ones I really liked was the pfSense solution. And what is then pfSense? pfSense is an open source firewall slash router. So you can go online, you can download it and just install it on a leftover computer that you have. I have, of course, computers laying around that are old that I don't use for anything, but I don't want to have a full tower or desktop computer standing around, making a lot of noise, taking a lot of space, just to have a firewall. What I wanted to have was really a small appliance, like the telco provided switch or router that I could use. So that was really my goal. I want to have something smaller that still can be super powerful for me and solve the needs I have. I found that Netgate, they actually is the company that is behind pfSense. And then there is a fork that you can use that is called OpenSense, that you can all do the same thing, but it's not run or handled by Netgate. But I looked around and I found that Netgate, they are selling their appliances with pfSense on top. And they have a range of different models, and we can talk about more about those models in a different episode. But I bought the 6100, which is probably way overkill for my use case, but that was the one I chose. And Then what I did is that, of course, I did the basic setup in both of them. I have one at home and one in the office. And the one in the at home, I have connected to my fiber connection that I have, or give me a pure IP address that is actually fairly static. So I think I have had it for at least 3 or 4 years, the same public IP address, which is really good. And what I've done is I just pointed a DNS to that IP address so I can easily find my way back. And in the home unit, I also set it up as an open VPN server and with a pre-shared key. You can do it more advanced than that if you want to, but I opted to use pre-shared key because it's a little bit easier to set up. And I get a long key from the pfSense. I think it's like 2,000 characters long. And so it's definitely not something that anyone will guess. And then in my office, I configured that and it's then connected to the NATed network here. And it protects my cave network, so to say. And that is then an open VPN client. And that connects back home to my router at home. And that means that I can actually, from the office now, from the man cave, I can actually connect to my printer at home and I can ping it, and I can also connect to my other devices that I have at home. But more importantly, when I'm at home, I can actually connect back into the office where I have my NAS, where I have my stationary computer and so on. So that is a really good value to me, and it works fairly well. I have had it for, I think, a month, and I had a little bit of problems with the setup that I will come back to in a later episode as well. But it's worked super well, and I think the tunnel has been up for 14 days now of the month or so that I had it, and it doesn't drop at all, and it's fast. It's definitely not limited by the router. It's the different networks that is capping the capability or the amount of bandwidth I get through this. There is, of course, other things I want to do here as well. So I've set up this site-to-site VPN that works fantastically well. And going forward, I'm also gonna set up like a Road Warrior support in my firewall at home. And what I mean with that is when I'm out on the road, I'm gonna be able to connect using my laptop back to my home firewall, and that way get access to everything at home, but also everything that I have in the office, because they are connected through the VPN as well. That means that I can, when I'm not in the office, when I'm out on the road, actually connect back and get access to my NAS. And I also want to do a little bit of DNS work on my firewalls. And I'm going to talk more about DNS in a different episode, and so look out for that. And that will also connect to why I want to do this inside my pfSense. I think I will round off today's episode there, a little bit about an introduction to my pfSense and VPN project. So I have a site-to-site VPN, and there is going to be a lot more done here. So stay tuned for more about VPNs. I really hope you liked today's episode. If you did, please recommend this podcast to friends and families and colleagues and everyone else that you think may be interested to listening to different technology projects and things that we are playing around with here. So until tomorrow, have a fantastic day. Ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.